Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is on. Save up to 70% on best-selling mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select city purchases. And enjoy 0% interest financing and free white glove delivery and setup only at Sleep Outfitters.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, the easiest question in quiz history. Are you a cricket fan?
I am, yeah.
Great, that's another £200. Well done. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It was a normal Tuesday morning. A journalist and news reporter was making her first hourly of the day.
Second,
going about her business.
Yeah, she'd had one earlier, so it was her second.
Her second. Don't ruin this. I'm doing a really meaningful and powerful monologue here. I'm narrating something that the listeners are interested in.
That never happened to Michael Burke.
You chirping
in. It would have been a vice narrator who occasionally pops in and goes, actually,
that's
not entirely true.
You know, I love you as a co-host, but when I'm monologuing,
now I'm monologuing.
The rules. And Davey's monologuing. Where was I? Second hourly of the day.
Thank you.
And then disaster struck. Having a casual conversation with a work colleague, Mr. Chirping In all the time over there. Anna Geary was to lean back against the hand sanitizer mounted on the hallway wall, and it would squirt all over her back.
Mine, but I'm wearing a white blazer.
That's the put out quote. That's what we'd have. We'd have it cut to you, sat in a chair, dimly lit, saying, I wouldn't mind, but I'm wearing a white blazer.
It was a horrible moment because she was just leaning back. Oh, we were just chatting. And she leant back, and I heard it. The sensor was activated, and you hear the noise. And then squirts. And I thought, I'm pretty sure that's gone on your back.
And because obviously we've got, you know, a congealed nozzle issue here. It didn't come out just one. It was a scattergun approach all over the white blazer. What kind of state is it in? What kind of condition? Can it be fixed, or are we talking a trip to the dry cleaners?
I mean,
does it smell of alcohol?
It just smells. I just smell so much of disinfectant.
Welcome to Breakfast Radio. Smell of alcohol at 6:30 in the morning. Mazel tov, my friend. You feeling okay?
I am. It was a bit of a shock, but we're all right.
Okay, we're all right. Coming up next, I promise you, your chance to stick it to the bin man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £19, now £14. Shop in store or download the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
6:47 on your Tuesday morning, and here it is, that chance to stick it to the bin man. It is a giant sticker of my face with a QR code that lets you listen directly to Absolute Radio. You peel it off from the backing and put it onto your wheelie bin, and then once a week, once every couple of weeks, whatever your bin day routine is, my face gets wheeled out into the middle of the road and everyone goes like, I might listen to that breakfast show.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
It's perfect merch.
Everyone's a winner from this.
Perfect merch. And all you need to do is listen to a clip based on yesterday's show and answer a question based upon it. Here we go. Oh, hang on, it's doing that thing again. Oh, here we go.
I keep mine in here. For later.
She keeps it in. things.
I was really confused.
Yeah, it really needed the visual.
Yeah. Anyway,
I think their idea to put it on television was a much better idea than yours.
So to stick it to the bin man, tell us, where does the Queen keep her marmalade sandwich? Where does the Queen keep her marmalade sandwich? Your names and your answers, please, to 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time for someone's chance to stick it to the bin man. And that person is joining us right now on line one. It's Diane. Good morning, Diane.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello.
Hi, Diane.
The warmest of welcomes to the show, Diane. So we were talking during that last song. We were running out of time. I want to get to the bottom of this. You said if you were to win the bin sticker, you'd stick it to the alcohol bin.
Yeah.
Do you mean the bottle bin, right?
Yeah. Well, it was a bit embarrassing this weekend. We were too embarrassed to give it to the bin men this week, so we had to take it to full bank.
Really, it's too full.
Too full. Yeah. Wow, Diane. When you changed its name from the recycling/bottle bin to the alcohol bin, you know it's time to take a good, long, hard look at yourself in the mirror, Diane.
I've got my Domino's pizza box bin. Specifically.
Diane, listen, all you need to do is tell us, where does the Queen keep her marmalade sandwich?
She keeps it in her handbag.
She does, well done. Listen, before this weekend and that little skit for the Jubilee, if I'd asked that question on air, how crazy would I have sounded? Without that, if you go back in time by 4 days, if I said to an Esther, where does the Queen keep her marmalade sandwich, I would have been arrested for treason. Congratulations, Diane. As I say, we'll send you that bin sticker for the alcohol bin, and you take it easy now, okay?
Okay, thanks very much.
Cheers, Diane. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Right, coming up in the next hour, Matt Dyson's going to bring us the social ammunition. We've got your chance to be at the Isle of Wight Festival as part of 10 weeks of tickets and news on how we can make you a winner. And today, it's £70,000.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have great offers across their decking range, like their premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £9. Shop in-store or download the Wix app. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
Coming up to 10 minutes past 7 on your Tuesday morning. The perfect time to hand it all over to Matt Dyson for the social ammunition.
Yes.
Matt.
Well, the big question this morning is, what were you watching at 9 o'clock last night? Was it Love Island on ITV2?
Yeah. Wow, what else was going on?
The results of the Tory party confidence vote, or, like me, police raids caught by surprise on Channel 5?
I'm ashamed to say I was asleep by then.
I watched the results come in on my phone on the iPlayer just to see what had happened. It was
in Love Island?
Yeah, exactly.
David, he's causing quite the stir.
It was 148 votes to 211. And amazingly, this result was prophesied by a bus stop. Greg Hands, right, the Tory MP for Chelsea and Fulham, he tweeted a picture of the Parliament Square bus stop last night, just after the results came in. And there are only two buses that stop there, the 148 and the 211.
Okay.
Bus stops.
Oh, that's weird.
That's quite creepy.
Weird,
oh, bus I stops, see. Oh, wow.
The exact result.
What, and that's written on the
bus? Because they had to get the bus home because of the tube strike. So they were all looking, the politicians were all looking at bus stops finally. And they realised they exist. But clearly, bus stops are trying to communicate with us. This is the start of something.
No, they're not. Well done, Glenn.
Sorry.
Don't poo-poo it. This is everyone's worried about computers taking over, aren't they? But now.
No, bus stops, not since 1998.
Bus stops are becoming sentient.
Right.
This is the first communication they're having with us. Just remember the moment.
Or is that just the way that the buses voted? So it turns out more buses than you think back the Prime Minister.
Yeah, but
there's a bunch of rebel buses as well.
The night buses.
Yeah.
They make their own rules.
Oh, yeah, you've got to watch out for that. But yes, also, as well as the vote of confidence, Love Island did start. Every year now they have a new celebrity daughter on the show. I think this seems to be a new thing. Danny Dyer was on Danny with an I. And now they have Michael Owen's daughter, Gemma. I don't think Michael Owen's too happy about her being on it, which I can imagine. But she's on there as well. Okay. And if you did watch Love Island last night, maybe you will appreciate some classic Josh Pugh, right? This is from his archives. He has imagined the life of the sensitive guy on Love Island. There's always one sensitive guy, the cliched sensitive guy. Here he is.
Confess something to you. Get this off my chest. I actually love Disney films. I love Disney. I'm thinking, like, do I actually like dogs more than people? I'm the kind of person, right, like, I will just make hot drinks for people, like, without even asking, like, tomorrow morning I'll be there, like, there you go, cup of tea, two sugars. Do you want to have sugar? No problem, do it without sugar. I'll remember that now. I'm the kind of person that will remember that. Honestly, first thing tomorrow, I'll be there, like, cup of tea, one sugar, no sugars. Elephants are magnificent creatures. I see her as a nan, I see her as more of a best friend. I'll go around there and she's always told me to settle down.
Aww.
Yeah, and then she gets the pictures out of her and my granddad and I'm like, I want that. Do you know what I mean? Oh, not obviously an old man, like a young woman.
So much more on the whole video. Sure.
Oh, well done, Josh.
So you can have a look for yourself. That is today's social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, which is why we are just 15 minutes away from 10 weeks of tickets and your chance to go to the Isle of Wight Festival. But right now, it's all about earning that shout-out. Oh, yes, it is. Can you tell me whose Wikipedia page I have examined closely this morning? Once again, I have three different paragraphs. And we start with paragraph 2, line 3. This celebrity married his partner in 2019. They have three children. Paragraph 14, line 2. This celebrity striker first became a captain in 2016, then again in 2017, but for another squad.
Ooh.
Oh. Paragraph 6, line 5. This celebrity won the golden boot at the last World Cup. Oh. So whose Wikipedia is that? I would like your name, your answer, where you are, and a flavour of what you're up to right now. If you get the right answer, you will get a shout out. It's coming next. The number is 81215. That's 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Right now, Wix have great offers across their paint range. Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £19, now only £14. Offers end Wednesday. Shop in store or download the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
7:26. Just when the clock took.
That's how they get you.
They do. They get me at least once a morning.
You're just always on your toes with the time, aren't you?
It's always moving forwards, and there's nothing I can do about it. It could have just stayed at 7:25 and 59 seconds for that time check.
No.
But no!
Not time.
And now it's 7:26 and 20 seconds. The perfect time to get a shout-out here on The Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. That's what I say. And all you need to do is tell me, whose Wikipedia page am I reading aloud from? We know this person is married with three children. We also know they won the golden boot at the last World Cup. Matt Dyson, would you like to reveal the answer?
I believe.
Oh, hang on. Glenn, Gordon, you took a
deep
breath.
Oh, no, that wasn't. No, sorry, I was just. No. Please, Matt.
No, because I was like, you were going to go,
well,
don't ask Matt.
Who you think it was.
I think it was Raheem Sterling.
Incorrect.
Incorrect is right, if you know what I mean. You're wrong, but you're right. What is the time, my friend? I'm a sundial. Matt, what's the answer?
Harold Kane.
It is. It's Harry Kane. Yes. So well done, Matt Dyson. Did you get that, Anna?
No, but in Glenn's defence, he did just say that to me before he actually
said during the last song. I did think Harry Kane would have changed
before he shamed himself publicly on air. Oh no.
Damn buffoon.
There is no shame for Nick in Lincoln, Sarah in Leeds, Frank from Prestwich on his way to the Wirral, finally getting over, dare he say it, Platy Jubes. Loose, how long is that going to hang around for? Yeah.
We've just gone over the Panny Dems.
Lucy in Edinburgh preparing the kids' lunches for the day. Dave in Lewes trying to persuade a teenager to get ready for school. Karen currently cooking bacon for her son before she heads to work. Charlie, the primary school teacher, on his way to work, waiting to find out which year group he'll be teaching next term. Dan, the Iron Man, on the way to work in Huntingcombe. Andy, on his way to play golf. And Darren, in traffic on the M25, who's just noticed the car next to him in traffic is also listening to this show based on the song the driver is mouthing along
beautiful.
To. Oh, isn't that just lovely? Congratulations, everybody. The answer was, of course, Harry Kane. Now, coming up just after eight here on the show, well, I accepted Paul White's house invitation to appear in a starring role in Only Fools and Horses, the musical. I have been sent the line. I want to say it's more than a line.
Well, it
the
is key, just a line.
I mean, it's not just a line. It's the key phrase that is delivered effortlessly with charm and Stanislavski coursing through my veins on that stage in London's West End. But I got the line last night, so we're going to workshop it. Get involved if you want. I know you love a workshop. I make you do these things, don't I? But also, I sent it out to a load of other Absolute Radio presenters. They've all had a go, including Leona's had a go, everyone. Yes. Leona's had a go at my line in Only Fools and Horses the musical. That's coming up just after 8 a.m.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 Weeks of Tickets is very much back for another week. And here on The Breakfast Show, as well as Home Time with Bush and Richie, we've got your chance to be at the Isle of Wight Festival, where you can see some of the biggest names in music. I'm talking Kasabian, Blossoms, The Kooks, Muse, and even Naughty's legend Shaggy. And as Shaggy's on the lineup, he has inspired the way in which we are giving away the tickets this week on the show in It Wasn't Me. Matt Dyson, how does it work?
Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. The wise words of one Shaggy. It wasn't me, he said, but the reggae pop sensation was lying. And that is the name of the game. Which member of the team is also lying? Is it me, Glenn, or Emma, or Anna? What you have to do is we'll tell you a fact about ourselves, you identify who it wasn't, and you win.
And it's a celebrity special today. Ooh. So yesterday we were focused on food, and today it's celebs. So you're all going to tell one of our dear listeners a story involving you and a celebrity. Two of you are telling the truth. One of you is lying. Identify the person who is making it all up. Win a pair of tickets to the Isle of Wight Festival. If you'd like to play along, well, we're going to be doing it next. So pick up your phone and call right now on 0330-123-1215. That's 0330-123-1215. All the T's and C's are online.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £19, now £14. Shop in store or download the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, and on both Breakfast and Home Time, it's all about sending you to the legendary Isle of Wight Festival, where you will see the likes of Kasabian, Blossoms, The Kooks, Muse, and Shaggy. Yeah. And that has inspired our game, It Wasn't Me. Effectively, the team are going to tell you a tale. It is based this morning around the world of celebrity, and all you need to do is identify which one of them from Matt, Anna, or Glenn are telling the lie. And joining us on line one is Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello.
Brian,
hello.
A charm having you on the show. So, listen carefully. The tale should begin with Matt Dyson. Matt, take it away.
Well, it wasn't me, but I did once carry a top British boxer's belt from his dressing room up to the ring ahead of a British super middleweight title bout at a packed-out Nottingham Arena. I was part of the entourage for Carl the Cobra Frotch's ring walk.
Wow. Okay. So you got that one, Brian. Nice. Anna, we move on to you.
Well, it wasn't me, Dave, but singer and TV presenter Jay MacDonald is actually my godmother.
Oh, your godmother. Jay MacDonald is Anna's godmother. Okay, Brian, one more for you to consume.
It wasn't me, Dave, that when I was 9 years old, I went to Disney World with my family. And right. In that time, my primary school organised for half the kids to be backing singers for Celine Dion at Wembley, and I missed out on the chance.
Oh,
could have been you.
Brian, two of those unbelievably are true. One of them is a lie. Which one are you going for?
Go for Matt and the boxing.
You're going for Matt and the boxing. Matt, can you confirm or deny? Carl Froch, are you in his corner?
It was me. Yeah.
You did that. You actually
did
that.
Yeah,
oh, Brian, I'm so sorry. Oh, that's incorrect. Brian. Sorry, mate. Which means we go live to line two. And Claire, good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello.
Great having you on. You're playing for tickets to the Isle of Wight Festival. I don't envy you, because you've got to tell me which one isn't true. Jane MacDonald is Anna's godmother, or Glenn could have been a, I want to say, backing dancer or backing singer?
Singer.
Singer, okay.
The other one's crazy.
Big difference. A backing singer for Celine Dion. Which one of them is lying?
Anna.
You're saying Anna?
Correct. It was definitely a lie.
Excellent work, Claire. You are off to the Isle of Wight Festival. You got a pair of tickets. Thanks for tuning in. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Nice one. Well done, Claire. Unlucky, Brian. That was a tough one today. So, Glenn, you could have been a backing singer for Celine Dion.
Yeah, at Wembley at the age of 9. It's not insane. Thanks, Mickey.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. And also, of course, we're all looking forward to the Let the Light In tour. Jay MacDonald back on the road this year. So, just, you know, even though she's not your godmother, I personally am very excited. Yeah. There's a chance for you to be at the Isle of Wight Festival with the Home Time Show today from 4.
Listen to Absolute Radio, and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
Coming up to 12 minutes past 8 on your Tuesday morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show here on Absolute Radio, where this week, well, last week, something really amazing happened, and this week I decided to accept Paul Whitehouse's offer of appearing in Only Fools and Horses, the musical. This is the moment it all went down.
Fancy yourself a bit, don't you? So why don't you come and do a little cameo? Obviously, we wouldn't give you too much because it requires, you know, years of training and dedication. So that's just some DJ who leaps from his way onto West End stage for a bit of glory. What do you think?
So, yes, despite Paul's motivational speech to me there, I decided to accept his very generous offer. And on Thursday, the 23rd of June, I will be appearing in Only Fools and Horses, the musical, at the Theatre Royal Haymarket in London.
Amazing.
Now, yesterday we revealed the role I'll be playing. It is of a waiter who is serving Del and Raquel on their first ever date, when Del Boy is desperately trying to impress Raquel by telling a few lies. Now, in the original TV series, this guy's like a real kind of posh, upper crust waiter. In the musical, which I went to see with my dad, and it is brilliant, by the way, he's Italian. So I don't know which way the director wants me to go with it.
Okay.
Shut up, Anna. But last night, I got sent my line.
Oh, wow.
So, now, I just want to be honest with you now. I'm going to keep my delivery of this under wraps. Very much like my kin, DiCaprio Pitt. I'm not going to give anything away until there are bums on seats on Thursday the 23rd of June. But I would like you, the team, to workshop it. I'll reveal what the line is. And if you out there want to get involved, you've got any pointers, the number's 81215. I also, as soon as I received it, I emailed it out to a load of our friends here at Absolute Radio, and they've given it their best shot. I woke up this morning to some incredible voice notes from Bush, Sarah Champion, Ben Burrell, and Leona Graham, the Queen of Rock, has done my line from Only Fools and Horses, the musical, which is... Signor Duval, Mr. Duval, transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
Oh.
Even then, I got chills.
You've been method acting the whole time. You've been holding a tray of drinks since the start of the show.
That's what that jingling's been. So, Matt Dyson, I've sent you all the line on the WhatsApp group.
Well, I was thinking maybe mumblecore, but like, mate, I think you should do it in your Sean Bean impression. You know, come on.
Come on, mate.
Señor Duval, Mr. Duval. Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval, mate. Come on, mate. You must accept it, mate.
Oh, I mean, Paul Whitehouse didn't see this coming, did he? I could totally derail the whole show.
Yes,
I could do it as.
You should do.
Mr. Duval, Señor Duval! It's me, Brian! Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval! Yes! I was born to be an Italian waiter! Oh, the cast are going to love me, aren't they? Anna, do you want to give it a little spin? Because you've done some great acting in the past.
Thank you.
Yeah. We know you're in Grange Hill, for heaven's sake. So take it away.
No pressure. Okay. Señor Duval. Mr. Duval. Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval. Yeah.
Listen, Anna.
Duolingo, the musical.
Yeah. I don't want to be cancelled, Anna, so... Glenn, take it away.
If you put a glass to your lips, if you're going to do Bane, if you put a glass to your mouth, you can basically do it as Darth Vader, which no one would be expecting. So,
Señor Duval, Mr. Duval, transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
And I think it really changed the tone of the show.
Oh, hang on. Paul Whitehouse has texted me. He doesn't like where we're going with this. Coming up next, as I say, Bush, Champers, Ben Burrell and Leona Graham have all had a go themselves. We'll reveal all next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. So, on Thursday, the 23rd of this month, I will be appearing on stage at the Theatre Royal Haymarket in London as part of Only Fools and Horses, the musical. A kind invitation from comedy legend Paul Whitehouse, if ever there was one. So the director sent me the line last night and I immediately sent it off to all of my colleagues here.
Yes.
So I wanted to get their take on things.
Yeah.
And, four stable mates got back to me with voice notes. Andy Bush, Sarah Champion, Ben Burrell and Leona Graham. So what we know about this character is he is a waiter tending to Del and Raquel on their first ever date. In the TV series, some of you may remember, quite a upper crust type waiter. But in the musical that I saw, he was Italian. So I don't know which direction I'm going to go in. But these little production notes were put over to Andy Bush. And you can hear him being directed here by Adem.
Signor Duval, Mr. Duval. Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
Italian, not Dracula.
Signor Duval, Mr. Duval. Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
Yes, so that was Bush's take on things. Champion. Sarah Champion.
Who's a proper actor.
Well, a theatre actor. An award-winning actor.
Yeah.
This is her take on things. No messing around. Here we go. This is where I think I'm going to learn. This is where I'm going to learn my lessons. Here we go.
Hey, Señor Duval. Mr. Duval. A transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
Intimidatingly good.
That's really good.
Yeah, I know.
Really good.
But I didn't need to hear that, you know. I didn't want that.
Yeah.
It's like, why have you done that, Champers? That's just out of order, isn't it? It's like, we're having a bit of fun here. Should we hear it again?
Yeah, it's impressive.
Hey, Señor Duval. Mr. Duval, a transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
I mean, it could have been lifted from like an Italian sitcom. Mm, that could have been a clip.
Yeah.
And it's.
She's
so
good.
So good.
Olivier's in the post. She's definitely good.
Precisely. Luckily, then Ben Burrell sent me one and I felt a lot better about myself. Here we go.
Señor Duval, Mr. Duval, transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval. I can do more intense if that's what you're looking for. Let me get into character. Señor Duval, Mr. Duval, transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval. I do have a C in GCSE drama, which I'm sure shone through in that performance.
It's a little Hannibal Lecter origin story. It's the young Hannibal for me, Ben Burrell there. Yeah. Mr. Duval? Oh, yes. Mr. Duval. Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval. And then there was the Queen of Rock, Leona Graham. Here we go.
Señor Duval...
Mr. Duval, transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval. Slash his hat.
And then she just said, couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Didn't see it coming. Didn't see it coming. So, yes, thank you very much indeed to Bush, to Champers, to Ben Burrell, and, of course, Leona Graham. That is my line in Only Fools and Horses, the musical. I'll be workshopping it. As I say, the first time you're going to get to hear me deliver it will be if you're in person at the show on Thursday the 23rd of June. And coming up on The Breakfast Show, I've got your chance to win some tickets.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Right now, Wix have great offers across their paint range. Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £19, now only £14. Offers end Wednesday. Shop in-store or download the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
8:37 on your Tuesday morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it's time to talk pizza and Chicago Town. Chicago Town gets their pizza inspiration from, you've guessed it, Chicago, with bases like the famous deep dish and tiger crust.
Yeah.
And this week, you could win a trip to Chicago with a three-night stay at the Chicago Town House, a boat tour of the city, a pizza tour, pizza-making class, and up to £1,000 as we play Do Me the Money. Matt, how does it work?
Well, David, we bring one lucky listener to air and ask them five questions. For every question they get right, they win £200. If you get all five right, you get a grand. And then this Friday, we invite all four winners back for their chance to win that ultimate prize, a trip to Chicago.
So for your chance to win, head online to absoluteradio.co.uk and register your interest, which is exactly what James did. Good morning, James.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team. How are you?
Hi, James.
Hello. James, we're good, man. Lovely having you on the show. So you're going to get £200 for every question you correctly answer. Are you ready to play?
Ready as I ever be.
Okay. James, which Hollywood actor plays Maverick in Top Gun, Maverick?
Tom Cruise.
You've got yourself £200, James. Well done. Which US city is known as the Windy City?
Chicago.
They go to town on it. That's another £200 in your prize pot, making it £400 as we head into question three. Which music legend has re-entered the charts this week after Running Up That Hill was featured in the latest season of Stranger Things?
I believe that is Kate Bush.
Kate Bush, and rightfully so. She should always be near the top of the charts, Kate Bush. Yeah. Forever. Wow, you've got £600, James. This is going really well. And you've not been doing any cheating, I can tell. You're answering immediately. Yeah. You're using your actual brain, and we respect that. Are you a cricket fan?
I am, yeah.
Great, that's another £200. Well done.
Correct.
Who did the England cricket team beat in the first test at Lord's over the weekend, James?
That would be New Zealand.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there's your money.
He knows it.
And finally, to make it the full £1,000 in your bank account, Home Alone was set in the suburbs of Chicago, but who played the role of Kevin McAllister?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. Well done, James. You've done it. You've got all of the money. £1,000 is yours. Well handled, man. And thanks for tuning into the show.
Thank you very much, guys.
Cheers, James. Take care now. Enjoy your winnings. That was all thanks to Chicago Town for your chance to win. Of course, as I say, you need to head online to absoluteradio.co.uk. Pizza, yeah, they go to town on it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £19, now £14. Shop in-store or download the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's Tuesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time now for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
A nice extra tidbit for us all. Matt, yes. What's going on out there?
Well, it looks like TikTok has moved on from Binley Mega Chippy, which we can all be pleased about, but they're still obsessed with Louis Theroux's Jiggle Jiggle song. That's still everywhere on the platform.
Huge.
And someone has done an amazing reworking where My Money Don't Jiggle is recreated as if it was sung by Linkin Park. And just listen to this.
Okay.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It folds, I like to see you wiggle, wiggle. For sure, it makes me want to dribble, dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat, really had to see it. 6 feet, 2 in a compact, no slack. But luckily the seats go back. I got a knack to relax in my mind, sipping some red, red wine. I said, jiggle, jiggle. It folds, I like to see you wiggle, wiggle. For sure, it makes me want to dribble, dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat, really had to see it. 6 feet.
Wow. It's amazing, isn't it?
That's incredible. So, Linkin Park and Louis Theroux. Only on the social ammunition desk. That's why I love it.
Yeah, I'll share it on the socials. You can be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's your lot. We're not doing any more, not even if you beg. We're done. We're bidding you farewell until tomorrow morning. But of course, we will leave you with another edition of the Daily Podcast. Matt.
Yes.
Shall we name it? I wouldn't mind, but I'm wearing a white blazer.
Yes.
But we've only just got over the Panny Dems. Mm-hmm. Very nice from Glenn. We have a congealed nozzle issue here, or Duolingo the Musical.
Which was another nice line from Glenn. I think it has to be something to do with the congealed nozzle and the squirting issue early on in the show. Perhaps the blazer line, do you think?
Okay, so we're going to go for I wouldn't mind, but I'm wearing a white blazer. That's the name of the Daily Podcast. So coming up next, well, we're going to bring you news on how we can make you a winner. We have £70,000 that we'd like to give away to one of you this very day. We're going to be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.